Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, psychic, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio television talk show personality. She brings to the airwaves talented people from around the world who share their insights and experiences with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be interviewing Dr. Wiley. He has had an emergency, so he's going to be coming online with us in just a few minutes. So as soon as we get him, because we're going to be powering up your health. This is a doctor that works with people on a daily basis, and it's something that is going to be passed along with to you as soon as we are going to be able to connect with him. As I said, he's had an emergency. So what I wanted to do was start off with a little bit of this and a little bit of that until we're able to get Dr. Wiley on. And there's a quote that Maya Angelou said that, "I've learned that people will forget what you've said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Wow, that's a big one. How many times do we have issues in life because of the way of someone treating us, good, bad, or indifferent? It's amazing how we will latch on to things and think that they're part of our identity. I think of a young woman that I knew who her father at a public gathering demeaned her, mocked her, laughed at her in front of all kinds of people. And she literally curled up into a fetal position in a very large chair.
Your guest is with us.
And I know we've got Dr. Wiley. I'll continue the rest of this story and how her mind, her attitude affected how she looked in life. Dr. Wiley, welcome to the show.
Hi there, my dear. I'm so sorry I'm running late.
Hey, you're a doc. This is something that happens. You have all kinds of people that have demands on your time. I'm so delighted to have you on the air. You know, Dr. Wiley, I was at an outdoor event last night. It was an outdoor concert, and here in the Pacific Northwest, the weather was just spectacular. The waters of the Puget Sound surrounded the concert area. It was like something out of a storybook. It was just beautiful. And while I was sitting there, I was noticing so many of the people. And I was, one, looking at the food that they had brought with them, just being an observer, not being of a mindset to put anybody down, just being an observer. And there were some things that I saw. Number one, I saw a lot of canned diet soft drinks. Number two, I was looking at how so many of these people were carrying a lot of weight. And when I say weight, they weren't necessarily what I'd call obese, like 300 or 400 pounds, but they had all of this excess tissue in their body. And I was looking
mostly
at
the belly, I presume.
Well, in the belly, but also in the back and in their arms. And I was looking at all of this, and I thought to myself, the association with food and body fat. So many people have adopted certain foods, and I know when you're out in high temperatures, 80 plus, and you have canned drinks, soft drinks, they literally become like formaldehyde because of the temperature. This is not something you should drink. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely.
So you have
this. I guess that always begs the question is, why are these wonderful people doing it?
Well, I think there's, you know, I think it's a cross in the psyche. If they have diabetes, I know people that have diabetes. I know someone that's addicted that drinks, I'm not exaggerating, a gallon, at least a gallon, of diet colas a day. Uh-huh. And when I found this out, I was just stunned. But they've been diagnosed as a diabetic, so they feel that this is what they should do. Let's talk about food and fat. Now, we all know if we have 10,000 calories a day and we're only burning up 1,200, we're going to end up looking like a blimp. That's a given. But right. There are those people that may not eat that much, really, and they're still huge, or they've got all of this extra fat on their body. Why?
Well, there's a couple answers there, and I hope not to bore you with this, but let me explain, if I may, because you brought up POP, which is just absolutely brilliant, because that truly is one of the absolute top-of-the-list concerns with our obesity epidemic is liquid soft drinks, liquid healthy, quote-unquote, fruit juices, anything liquid. And I'll tell you why, Donna, when you drink your calories, your brain and gut do not get any indication that they just consume calories. For example, if you were designed to eat 2,000 calories a day to maintain your weight, to maintain your health, to keep your heart beating, keep your diaphragm moving, keep your muscles moving, keep your liver processing, your brain functioning, you would eat 2,000 calories a day. Some call it the set point. I call it a settling point. We are very good at consuming what we need. If you drink 1,000 calories of liquid, your body doesn't see that, Donna. So what happens is you wind up eating the 2,000 you were supposed to and then drinking another 1,000 without any regulatory mechanism to say, whoa, I'm full. Secondly, because all these soft drinks and these fruit juices and all this liquid poison is sweetened with high fructose corn syrup, did you know, I'm sure you do, high fructose corn syrup is a carbohydrate, and there is, your body cannot tell the difference between that particular carbohydrate and another carbohydrate called alcohol. So when you drink high fructose corn syrup, it starts affecting your liver just as alcohol does. And the first step, Donna, to insulin resistance, to metabolic syndrome, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, every Western disease we see is liver disease. You get non-alcoholic fatty liver disease as the first step, and then it's just a vicious cycle from there.
Now, that I did not know that corn syrup operated the same way that alcohol did on the liver. That is really...
Oh, yeah. Your body breaks it down the same, turns it into fat, triglycerides, which then wind up sitting in the liver, and there you go. There's your first step in the metabolic syndrome.
Wow.
And that's also the first step towards the addictive cycle, because the second part of this little discussion at your very wise observation at the concert is, and you said it, you said the word addiction. Absolutely. People for years and years, look at all the books out there on Amazon on food addiction. But if you talk to any of us in the science world, well, not me, but other people in the science world, they say, no, food's not addictive. It can't be. You have a choice with drugs of addiction. You don't have a choice with food because you have to eat. But, Donna, the research now is overwhelming in the fact that, yes, food can be addictive. It stimulates the same dopamine or drive receptors in your brain as drugs of addiction. So your sweet friend that drinks a gallon of Diet Pop a day, she truly is addicted.
Well,
and I can give you all the mechanisms of that if you'd like.
Well, I just want to insert something here. I knew a woman when I was a teenager, and she would bring in this bottle of cola, and it was 2 liters of it every single day. Now, she was young. She was in her early 20s, and I'll never forget, and I've never been that big a pop drinker, but the thing was that this was the regular pop, and she'd bring it in, and it was in a glass container, not in a plastic one, but in glass. And she was drinking one of those every single day, and her doctor said to her, you are addicted, and this was Pepsi, she said, you are addicted to this, and you must stop it because it will affect the nutritional balance of your child. This woman was actually going through withdrawal symptoms. I was amazed. And she had, she looked like an, what do I want to say, like an apple. I'll use that description, which I describe women especially as apples or pears in structure and shape. She was like the apple. Now, according to the scale, she really wasn't overweight. You know, maybe 5 pounds, no biggie. But this is something where when I think about that, and just with what you've said, when you get down to the chemistry, what it was, it wasn't the sugar necessarily. It was the other chemical compounds that were in the drink. And her doctor was way ahead of the curve, said, you got to cut this out now. I mean, right now, because you are pregnant, you are at the beginning of your pregnancy, and this is a negative. And now, I don't know what happened, because she did have to give it up, and it was very difficult for her. She just had a terrible time. So you have this chemical composition, and you think of that, and you look at these things, and you see everybody getting bombarded, and this isn't a bashing of companies. It's an understanding that having something once in a while is all right. But when you are consuming it, and I honestly think that a lot of people, when I was observing the people at the concert, I was seeing children being given diet colas. And here we are in this extreme heat, and here's all, I'm just observing, and I just go, my goodness, the brainwashing job is really amazing.
Oh, it is. And that for high fructose corn syrup not to be considered a drug of addiction is beyond me. Sugar along with that, not as much as the high fructose corn syrup, but the sugar. Donna, there's four primary criteria for something to be addictive. You can find three in certain literature. Some refer to four. I tend to think there's four. First of all, we have to have a craving for it. So you anticipate taking it in. And then you have a binging action with it, or you build tolerance to it. And then you have, just as you said, what your friend went through, you have withdrawal from it, creating negative emotion, which goes back and starts the anticipation or craving again. That also cross-sensitizes you to other foods, other drugs. If you were to ask a lot of us that have done this for so many years, I would say the gateway drug is pop, not marijuana. Because of this very thing.
That is fascinating. Now, one of the things, because Danny Torres has developed this phenomenal amino protein tablet, which I, in fact, shared with some people last night. They have someone in the family that's elderly, and they're quite concerned about making sure that this person, you know, gets protein. And they're very conscientious with this individual. And these protein tablets have been something I've been experimenting with, because many times I'm in environments where I just don't have a chance to eat, and yet my blood sugar will drop. I can feel it, and I just go, uh-oh, what do I do? Well, I've been trying it. And this is protein. Six of these tablets is equivalent to one egg, according to Danny. And I thought, this is amazing. And when I was at this event last night, and I'm thinking about just nutrition, basically, there was a woman that came up that was talking about a relative. She heard me make a comment to my friend that I was attending a concert with, and she said, oh, we've got members of the family that are vegetarians. She said they're all looking like blimps. She said they're not getting any nutrition. The mom has gone really bananas with this, and they're all getting as fat as butterballs. Now, you're in the nutrition industry. You know how important nutrition is. Protein is something we all need, and the body does not manufacture protein, so we have to ingest protein. Can you address this? I mean, Danny's done something phenomenal with these amino protein tablets. I just think they're great, because they're portable, and that you can take them anywhere. But how do you address this with people? Because food is a very specific issue that we really need to pay attention to.
Absolutely. You know, Danny did do absolutely wonderful with this, and I'll tell you why. Anybody that's been in the dietary world as long as I have will tell you there's some simple rules to adhere to. And the first rule, writing anybody a diet to obtain health or wellness or prevent disease or treat disease or get a body they want or compete in an athletic event, is ensure adequate protein. That is rule number one. The protein, and going quickly back to the addictive discussion we just had, protein is one way you break this cycle of addiction. Protein stimulates mu receptors in the gut, which are related to the opioid receptors. And to stop cravings, to break addictions with sugar and whatnot, you have to have protein present. And you hit it right on the head with Dandy's wonderful protein tablets. Is they're portable. They can be in your pocket. So what's the easiest thing to do in the world? You get a craving for a donut or a pop. You can't go make a steak or a piece of chicken or cook an egg. Grab some protein tablets. Eat them. They're tasting. They have a sweet flavor, so you get that side of your addictive needs taken care of. But then that protein's going to halt anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, absolutely brilliant idea, portable, quick, and wonderful people that have this addictive cycle with food, particularly sugars. These things are absolutely lifesaver.
They really are. And there is, he's also got the vegetarian formula that's made with honey. And that is amazing. What I'd like to do is make a link right now between food and exercise. Now, Danny, I know, has been involved with bodybuilding since he was a teenager. This has been very important to him. The two of you have gotten to know each other, and your whole world is about empowering people, teaching them not just about nutrition, but that they can have good food, and you can even have what you call sweet foods and enjoy them. But there's always, again, this focus on protein. Let's talk about exercise for a minute, because here we are in the middle of summer. People want to really look good. Sometimes they get embarrassed about how they look, and then they get, and I just say, well, who cares? Nobody's really going to make any difference. But since we're living longer, we want to enjoy a quality of life, and that is why exercise and good nutrition is so important. You may not want to be a bodybuilder. That's not the issue. You want to take care of this chassis that you have. You want to empower this chassis to the best of your capability. Let's talk about exercise, because it is my observation that a lot of people are really starting to get the message, but there are so many that have an attitude of, well, every time I get the urge to exercise, I think about it, I sit down, and I wait until the urge passes. Let's talk about some things that people do that can do so that they can start, one, feeling better, but two, keeping this chassis in place, and three, actually looking better.
I think it goes back to that protein. Protein is such a valuable energy source, too. Avoiding the sugars, because sugars in that addictive cycle cause people to not have the energy via something we call leptin resistance, which protein also enables. If there was one thing, I get asked this quite a bit, actually, doing similar interviews and whatnot, what is the one thing I can do to improve my health? And I would say exercise, and having adequate protein in your diet to support that exercise, support the muscles, prevent the fatigue, prevent the soreness of doing so, is absolutely vital to someone who wishes to attempt exercise, even if it's going for a walk 5 minutes a day. If they haven't done it in a while, if they truly are the type to sit and wait until that urge passes, as you suggested, 5 minutes of a walk might be painful.
Mm-hmm.
So having something like Danny's protein tabs available to help with the sweet taste, to keep the cravings down, and help the muscles recover, you're more likely to get up and go for 10 minutes the next day. So I think there's a fine balance in understanding the importance of fueling your body appropriately. You wouldn't drive your car without gas, and it taking the protein, utilizing those supplements so you can drive your car or move your body. It's a very positive cycle, Donna. When people start to feel better, they start doing more. When they start doing more, they start feeling better. And just helping people understand that protein is one way to get that whole cycle going. Getting up and moving, albeit for 5 minutes a day, is the way to get that moving. You don't have to join a gym. You don't have to attempt to get Arnold Schwarzenegger's or Claudia Schiffer's body. You just have to start moving and then fuel the body appropriately.
And that's so important. Danny has this towel scarf, this squat sponge, which is his website, squatsponge.com. He has this towel, and he said you have some kind of an exercise routine that you have, that you recommend with this towel. What is it?
Oh, it's so much fun. We'll be posting that real soon. What we did is after 30 years of design exercise, I see something like a towel, and I say, okay, what can I use this for? How can I take this to the next level? And Danny's towel is the perfect size, the perfect length, the perfect tensile strength, everything. To if you're out on a walk or a run, you can wrap this towel around a tree, around a park bench, around a slide, around a something in the park, and do all sorts of exercises for your body. So what we've done, we've designed things for your biceps, your triceps, your chest, your back, your shoulder, your quads, your hamstrings, your calves, your stomach. Just anywhere out on a run or a walk, you can use anything you find that's stationary, and with this towel, you can get a full body workout in.
Are you serious?
Much fun, too.
A towel?
Just a
simple towel. When are you going to have this video up and running, Dr. Wiley?
Hopefully in the next couple weeks. Summers are crazy for me, as you know by my tardiness. I'm hoping in the next couple weeks, Danny, I can get that out.
Well, that is marvelous. You've got to let me know, because I think that that is phenomenal. And this being something brand new. Now, what I want to address, too, again, it's spurred by this concert I was at last night. I see so many people who are maturing, and there were many of them there, and I looked at them and I thought, this is an issue where because someone is getting older, you know, young people have all of the energy, and they, you don't have to tell them to get active. Usually it doesn't take but 2 seconds, and they're off and running anyway. I just watched the kids that were at that outdoor concert. You couldn't keep them still. They were constantly moving. But with the older individual, you see them, they are complaining, you know, they have a difficulty getting up and out of a chair. What would you recommend in the way of exercise? I think walking is fabulous, but I know sometimes people have an issue with balance. I saw women that have an issue with upper body strength. Can you address a couple of those things with the elderly and upper body strength development for women and tightening up the flabby arms?
Absolutely. You know what? There have been studies upon studies showing that resistance training in the elderly is actually more beneficial than even cardiovascular activity because of the balance issues, because of the bone issues, the fall issues, whatnot. Building strength via resistance training, for example, with Danny's towel and a park bench, or actually joining a health club and using a preformed dumbbell, that training is absolutely vital and important for someone of any age. There was a great study done 2 years ago, Donna, on 85-year-old women. They showed that over a six-month period, resistance training decreased cognitive decline more than any other activity out there, cardiovascular activity, crossword puzzles, anything. Resistance training. Now, who would have thought? So developing your muscles, if a sweet, elderly person has trouble getting out of a chair, then his or her exercises, get up and out of the chair as often as possible. Build those muscles up. We used to think there's a medical term called sarcopenia, which means natural decline in muscle size and function over time. That is a bogus diagnosis. It is a function of movement and proper diet. If protein is adequate in your diet, you keep your muscles growing, there is no reason in the world you can't be strong, healthy, stable, and avoid fractures and injuries.
Well, that is really something that's very important, because there is an individual that I know, I think she's getting close to 80, and she hasn't seen a doctor in 40 years. 4 years ago, and she was pretty chunky in size, 4 years ago, she was pretty good size, and she went on what she called a watermelon diet. Well, it was just she couldn't get enough of it. That's all she ate. Well, she dropped so much weight, it was just unbelievable. She went like from a size 18 down to a size 10. I mean, it was just incredible. And for her age, it was quite dramatic. Well, she didn't want to put any weight on. Well, 3-4 years go by. She's out in an event. This happened 2 months ago, I just learned. And she has a fall. Her hip fractured in so many areas. Well, I tried explaining to her, I said, part of it's your diet. I said, you went on this extreme food patterning. You dropped all of this weight. You haven't been taking vitamins or supplements. You've not been really exercising. And your bones became brittle. And this is something a lot of people just don't get. Now, she's close to 80, and somebody might say, well, you're getting old. This is the way it is. I mean, nonsense.
Right. Absolute nonsense. Absolutely. There's a big study out of Hawaii called the Honolulu Heart Study, and they showed that grip strength, so overall ability of your muscles to perform, is related to all-cause mortality. All-cause mortality, not just falls. There's a statistic passed around in the orthopedic world that if you're greater than 75, your chances of passing from a hip fracture is equivalent to your age. So if you're 80 years old and break a hip, you have an 80% chance of dying from complications of that hip fracture. So keeping your muscle mass up and keeping strong and keeping active and keeping the protein high in your diet is absolutely essential for living.
Now, is there any time when too much protein is a negative for the body?
You know, that is a very hotly debated topic, and I can answer that threefold. Number one, people think high-protein diets actually leach bones. That's part of the bone concern, is if you eat too much protein, you leach bones. But there's never been a study to show when someone has proper and adequate calcium and vitamin D in their diet, along with stress on the bones, such as resistance training, that you have to worry about that at all. Number two is the kidneys. Are our kidneys potentially going to be damaged by a higher protein diet? Well, there has never been a study in people with normal kidney function that showed high protein diets cause kidney problems. If you have stage 3, stage 4 kidney disease, you're down there in something we call glomerular filtration rate, and your kidneys are not functioning as well, then we're just wise with your protein. We don't do super high protein diets, but we still do adequate protein. Remember rule number one of all dieting, adequate protein.
Mm-hmm.
And the third fear with high protein diets is cancer and heart disease. But unfortunately, that can't be necessarily blamed on the protein, sort of a guilt by association, because a lot of proteins have a lot of fat sources in them, animal meat, for example. And then lifestyle is also included in that. So to answer your question after all that, probably a lot more than you intended, is no, you don't have to worry about that as long as you take in all the considered factors. Number one, make sure you're moving a lot. Make sure your calcium is adequate and plenty of dairy in your diet. Make sure you take a vitamin D supplement or get out in the sun as often as possible. And then overall lifestyle, eat leaner meats, lots of fruits and vegetables to balance, and then know you will not have a problem.
Well, I just think it's a delight, and I'm looking forward to the next time that we have a chat. And Dr. Wiley, your website, you've just got videos on there. You've got all kinds of things that are significant. And I just want to interject something. I was having a conversation with a woman who had an elderly mother who lived shy 2 months, almost to 100 years of age. And one of the things when her mother was in her 90s that the doctors were very concerned about is that when they were checking her, because she was fairly healthy, she was getting frailer because she was in her 90s, but she wasn't absorbing protein. So the next time we chat, that's something perhaps I would like to get into, is how we can assist the body to absorb our nutrients more efficiently and effectively. And I think exercise has a big factor to contribute in that area. Now, your website, what is your website people can go to? Because you've got all kinds of good stuff. You've got exercises and all of that good stuff.
It is drwiley.com, all one word, small caps, drwiley.com.
And then also, Danny Torres, his website, squatsponge.com, and there you'll find out more about the amino protein tablets. And believe me, folks, they're good. I used them at a wedding. I had no access to food, and I get blood sugar drops at times. This got me through 9 hours of not having any food, just chomping down on those, and nobody knew I was popping them in my mouth. It was great. It was wonderful. So check out the amino acid, not amino, yeah, amino acid, but amino muscle snack time tablets. Oh, they're so good. And if you've got elderly people in the family, this is something that they'll like because it's sweet. And there's the regular formula of vanilla, and the chocolate's going to be coming out. And then also there is the honey flavored for vegetarians. So he's tried to make it so that people on different levels or within different levels of food choices so that you can add this. Dr. Wiley, thank you so much. I know your schedule is busy, 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 busy. I appreciate you taking time to be with us today.
Thank you, as always, Donna. I do apologize for being late.
Well,
but
that's
thank you
all right.
So much for having me.
It's great having the time with you. You have a magnificent day and a wonderful summer.
You as well, my dear. Thanks so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, I've got more good things to share. Don't go away.
We see it every day. Courts overflowing with frivolous lawsuits. People losing all of their assets simply because they were unprepared. The best defense against unscrupulous predators and creditors is a good offense. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes and from all over the world create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Think asset protection is only for the wealthy? Think again. Our Cover Your Assets strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Industry leader Corporate Direct is owned and operated by attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can tailor a CYA plan for you. That's CYA, Cover Your Assets, with Corporate Direct. 1-800-600-1760. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Amino Muscle Snack Time, the chewable nutrition that feeds your muscles. Amino acids are the building blocks of protein. When you exercise, muscle tissue naturally breaks down. This low-cal, chewable snack helps to reverse that process and won't pack on the pounds. You can chew a few tasty vanilla tablets or any one of their other flavors before or after physical exercise, right before bedtime or first thing in the morning to jumpstart your metabolism into gear for the day. Convenient to carry in a purse, backpack, or briefcase, they are a tasty snack for the person on the go. Firm, fit muscles, trim, healthy body. Sound good to you? Check out Amino Muscle Snack Time Chewable Nutrition by going to Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Tone up, trim up, and nourish your body to the fitness level you desire. Amino Muscle Snack Time Nutritional Tablets. Check out the information and order today. Go to Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Order now.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are now open, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Quick, like a bunny, I know we've got a caller on the line waiting. I want to let you know we're going to be talking with Rosemary Stevenson about her wonderful dog, Tassel. This is a healing dog. Tassel is just amazing. I know the stories will warm your heart just like they did mine, and that will be all tomorrow on the Donna Sebo Show, so I hope you will join us. Let's go to our first caller of the day. Caller, welcome to the show, and first name or initial, and where are you calling in from?
Sure, this is Lisa, and I'm calling from California, and I feel like there's feedback.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear. You're sort of gurgling. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, I think it's this connection.
Oh, okay. All right. So, anyway, I just wanted to know, where are you in California?
Oh, I'm in, Marina Del Rey.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Oh, that's a beautiful area.
I like it.
Oh, Marina Del Rey is just absolutely wonderful. Do they still have the art shows there? Where they would have them out by the water?
Well, I just moved here, so thank you for telling me about that. They may. I'll check and see.
Well, if you've just moved into the area, check them out, because they used to have the most phenomenal art shows down in Marina Del Rey. You could spend the whole day meeting local artists. It was absolutely magical. Usually it was held on the weekends. And it was just a phenomenal experience. So check it out, because that place is loaded with beautiful, beautifully talented people. Well, Lisa, let's get down to business with you. First thing on the agenda is, yes, your wallet is going to feel like it's empty more times than it's full. So being frugal with your dollars is going to be extremely important. Now, I want you to realize, even though I'm saying that, you need to pay attention for planning an economic, an economic package for 2014 through 2017. Why? For those 3 years. How you plan on working with the income that you bring in is going to be extremely important. I want you to accrue as much capital, cash capital, as you possibly can. So I would encourage you to be frugal. Again, save as much money as you can. Let those dollars stack up in a savings account because you're going to need it. And you're going to need it for some kind of an investment. Now, at this moment, I don't know if it's going to be for education, if it's going to be for a house. I have no idea. But cash talks. And you will be in a very strong negotiating position to get what you really want if you save the money. Now, you really enjoy nice clothes. And I want to say, you're living in California, and become familiar with consignment shops, become familiar with so many places where you can shop, get quality items, go to the upper-end neighborhoods, Goodwill stores, whatever. Check things out, and you can have an absolutely gorgeous wardrobe that will cost you literally just very little money. But you like to do this. You're the type of person that you enjoy finding what I call the clothing gems, that are more of a classic style that you can add up, you know, add to by dressing it up with jewelry or whatever, or dressing it down. But you are going to need a versatile wardrobe, because I'm seeing you active socially in certain environments where casual is going to be fine. Other times you need to be a little bit dressier. So just realize that you can still save your money and have a lot of fun shopping, but shopping frugally. And it doesn't mean you have to get cheap pieces of junk. You just need to be very astute, alert, and aware, and you'll look like $1 million. People will compliment you on how you're dressed, how you look. And I'd say if you're going to invest money in anything, invest it in a good haircut so that your hair always looks the way you want it to look. A good haircut is, and that sounds really frivolous, doesn't it? But it really makes a difference with you. So these are things you need to be aware of, because you want to look good, you want to be frugal, and you want to save your money, and then you're going to find yourself educating yourself about money. You're going to be educating yourself about how to make money compound for you, work effectively. But I want you first, save the dollars. And it looks like, again, a three-year cycle. This is going to give you what you really want in the level of economic independence. And for some reason, in your life patterning, it is the little things that compound that are going to add up for you. So don't worry ever about being alone and destitute and never being able to afford food. That's not going to be the story of your life. But good common sense with you. Good common sense, simple practices, astute observation is going to enable you to have a very good lifestyle, and you'll be economically independent, even though I see you eventually being married. On your own, you will be economically independent, and you will manage your money wisely. So take the time to learn now. It's going to pay off for you. What would you like to ask me today?
I just have to say that's exactly what I've been doing this entire year. I've actually been making quite a bit of money, and all I do is either save or I pay off debt. I'm really, really, really anal retentive right now about paying off debt. That's all
good
I think
you.
About every day.
That is terrific. Whatever debt you have, it's compounding with the interest rate. So when you can take that and you can eliminate take care of that first. If you can wipe that out before the end of the year or by the middle of next year, I don't know what your debt ratio is, but I would look at it and I would be just really diligent. But you've got such, you know, you can really have fun. I think lots of times people get into the thought patterning of, oh, gee whiz, if I don't have money, that means my life is empty. No, it doesn't mean your life is empty. It just means you think a little differently about things and you become resourceful. We need money in our culture. That's true. I prefer money to cows. Thank you very much. I wouldn't want to have to sling one over my shoulder and barter for something else. So we want to understand that money is only a medium of exchange. However, we want to be able to utilize it in such a way that it works for us. so that we don't have that extreme debt. And I think you're to be complimented on making that your agenda. Good gal. Good. Go for it.
Well, thank you. But I feel like I'm making a lot of money, and I feel like I'm going to keep on, but I know that I need to keep just sticking to my budget, so I get that. But my question was going to be about love life.
All right.
I'm currently single, and I'm ready to, I don't know. I guess I'm wondering if you can see that person coming in soon, because I feel like I'm preparing for him.
Well, let me just make a suggestion here. You are going to be married, all right? And that's really what you want.
Oh, yeah.
You aren't interested in having 45 love affairs in the next 6 years. There are some people that's what they want to do, and they just think that's the height of the best things in life. And that's wonderful. If that's what you want, that's okay. But in your script of life, you don't want that. You want someone that's really going to be a good companion. And you want someone that's going to be compatible with how you feel, whether it's money or other things. You don't want them as a clone of you by any stretch of the imagination, because it drives you nuts. So what you want is someone that really is going to be that partner, where even if you have differences, there's that strong love bond and that good communication level that is going to enhance your life for many years to come. You haven't met the man yet, and that's not a bad thing. Because you're growing into more and more of who you are. And interestingly enough, it seems as if in this particular life experience, you decided you wanted to be comfortable in your own skin, so to speak, so that when the person came into your life, you would recognize that person, and they would be comfortable in their own skin, and they'd recognize you. And you would then find that the compatibility factor, in fact, I don't see you actually going out with this person for that long a period. I think you're going to meet this individual, and within 6 months, I think you're going to be married to each other. But it's not.
And the funny thing is, that doesn't even freak me out, because I feel that way too.
Mm-hmm. But you'll be ready. You'll be ready. You're not ready yet. There are still some things that you need to understand about yourself and about relationships with people.
How much do I need to know?
Oh, don't you?
I
said, don't you just love it? I love doing this work. I just think that you need to know you're doing well. You're well, you're stable, and you always want, whenever you're thinking about, gee, I would enjoy having a companion, just always ask. It's for the highest benefit for all concerned. And that when it happens, there's going to be that awareness, that you'll be aware. But I would not, under any circumstances at this time, because of what you're evolving through and what you're proving to yourself, say to you, well, just, you know, you're going to meet somebody in 2 weeks. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen that way. I'm not even getting a time frame with you. It has to do with how comfortable you are in your own skin, whether you're with someone or you're not. Doesn't make any difference. And that is what you are refining right now. That is what's going on right now. So that person is not ready for you yet. You're not ready for them. But in the interim, you're going to have an opportunity to date and have a good time and take care of your work and your business and all that kind of good stuff. And I think you're going to do very, very well. Just remember, save that money, because it's going to come in handy. And everything else is going to fall into place. You don't even have to get stressed over this. It will happen.
Great. Thank you,
Thomas. Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for being in touch, and enjoy Marina Del Rey. Gorgeous area.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank
you're welcome.
That stuff.
This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for a minute, and when we come back, I've got a thing or two to share with you. And don't forget, tomorrow we're going to be talking about Tassel, the healing dog. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back in just a moment.
Too many people become victims of frivolous lawsuits and scammers simply because they were unprepared. At Corporate Direct, we use the latest legal tools to help our clients of all sizes create a strategy to protect what is theirs. Asset protection is not only for the wealthy. Our strategies and tools are very affordable and practical. Give us a call at 1-800-600-1760 or go to CorporateDirect.com to see how we can help you. That's 1-800-600-1760 for CorporateDirect.com.
Good health is something all of us want to have. Being aware of what we eat, its nutritional value, and how to balance our physical needs with our busy schedules is always a challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time goes a long way towards helping us meet this challenge. Amino Muscle Snack Time is a nutritional food product that is portable, tasty, and in chewable tablet form, vanilla and honey flavors, a bonus for maintaining a healthy amino acid balance for healthy muscles. Amino Muscle Snack Time can be used anytime, anywhere, first thing in the morning to kickstart your metabolism. Take 20 minutes before or after a workout to help recover and build muscle. Take mid-morning or mid-afternoon to help curb cravings for unhealthy snacks. Weight loss, appetite control. Only top of the line and no genetically modified ingredients are used, no caffeine added. These chewable tablets can be ordered through Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com. Take charge and jumpstart your food program by adding Amino Muscle Snack Time by visiting Amazon.com or SquatSponge.com for more information. Order now.
Hi, this is Donna. Welcome back. Telephone lines are open. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-627-6008. I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. People face challenges every day. There isn't a one of us that is not going to have something that's going to kick us in the teeth one time or another. And I found this story about this woman, and I thought, how many times through the very moments of stress and struggle that we go through open us up to opportunity? And we'd never have thought of it logically in a million years. It has happened so many times in my life that I just shake my head and I go, I guess the universe does know what it's doing. But there was a woman by the name of Marilyn Bush, and her story really grabbed me, and I thought, this is just perfect for my show today, because she lived in Texas. No, she lives in Texas, not lived. She lives in Texas, Canyon Lake, and this is a single mom who had been applying for every job she possibly could. She didn't care what it was. She was willing to do anything necessary so she could provide for her children. She had a three-year-old daughter and some older children, and didn't make any difference what it was. Sweeping floors, cleaning toilets. Every time she went in for an interview, I'm sorry, we've just hired someone, you're not right for the job. And she went to a church that turned her down for cleaning the bathrooms. And, oh, she was so upset. She was just so very, very upset. Well, she had her three-year-old with her this day where this happened, and she'd been turned down again. She didn't know where she was going to get gas, money for gas for a car. And she needed a car to go get, you know, a job. And her little three-year-old is with her, sitting in the back seat saying, Mommy, I'm hungry. Well, she was in a situation. Can any of you identify with this? I know I can at different points in my life. Gas gauge is almost empty. No money in the wallet. Very little food in the cupboard. She was just asking the question, what can I do to make a better life for us? That is a very difficult space to be in. She had been single, not for a very long time. She'd had a very, very troubled marriage. That she was starting a new life, and she could hear her children's tummies rumbling with hunger at night. And she said, this particular afternoon, I was so depleted, I just didn't know what to do. I was so desperate. But she heard a song on the radio, on the radio, and it was a particular band called Train, and it had these lyrics. I need a sign to let me know you're there. And I'm calling all angels. I'm calling all you angels. Well, for some reason, the song just kept replaying itself in her head. Her older children had come home from school. She's sitting at the kitchen table, and they're saying, Mom, what have we got for dinner? Because they're hungry. kids need food. I mean, you almost need to have stock in a grocery store with the appetites that they have, girls and boys, both. And she said, we've been eating the same thing for days. There was soup. We'd have some macaroni and cheese, all this stuff. And she said, I just don't know what to do. I just don't know where to go. Well, as it turned out, she's standing at her kitchen counter, and there are some overripe bananas that are there. And many years before, she had taken a cooking course, and one of her favorite recipes in that cooking course was making banana muffins. She had memorized the recipe, and she had the other inexpensive ingredients to go into it. And she said, how about banana muffins for dinner? Well, the kids were thrilled. You bet. Well, she noticed when she was out shopping, and it came back into her mind, that there was a local convenience store that sold freshly baked cookies. And so she said, I'm going to bake up some of these muffins and see if I can sell them. She got cleaned up, took her freshly baked muffins in there, and the guy tasted them. He said, how many do you have? I'll take all you've got. Leave me your phone number, too. She did. By the time she got back home, she had baked him 35 muffins. He was all sold out by the time she got home. She had to make some more. She turned to her kids. She said, I think I found a job. Now, within just a few months, she was selling her banana muffins along with fruit pies, cookies, and some other yummies. And there was a chain of convenience stores that were in Texas that when they found out about her freshly baked items, they wanted her to supply the convenience stores. Can you believe that? Well, eventually, she had enough profit where she could rent a shop, and she put in some old-fashioned ovens. She used only fresh ingredients, and she used the original steel bowl to make muffins in. She had that on display. That's what started her business. In less than a year, Marilyn Bush managed to buy a little house for her family because she had developed a company, Mrs. Bush's Pie Company. If you don't believe this, go to MrsBush'sPies.com. Today, she still bakes in her old-fashioned oven. She still mixes with that same stainless steel bowl. And she said, my kids are excited about starting businesses of their own. She said, I always tell them, never be afraid to go after your dreams. Failure is just a stepping stone to success. She said, my life is sweeter than I ever dreamed, all because I took a chance. Who would have thought homemade banana muffins would give this mom that had no other option available to her that she could see a chance to become financially independent, provide for her children and herself, and bring a lot of sweet-tasting, good food into the lives of thousands of people. Hey, that doesn't inspire you, I don't know what will. So just be aware, you have a talent too. Whatever it is, who knows how you can turn things around by doing what you really love to do. This is Donna Siebel. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. I'm so glad you joined me today. Join me tomorrow. We're going to have a good time then, too. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. We're delighted that you were able to join us and invite you to tell your friends and family about the program. Have a wonderful day.